Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Radical Responsibility. We are responsible for some things, while there are others for which we cannot be held responsible. Epictetus. One of the main things that we recognize as Stoics is that there are things that are within our control and things that are not within our control. And since we're not in control of everything outside of ourselves, we also need to be sure that we are careful about the things that we take responsibility for and the things that we should not take responsibility for. Oftentimes, we mix up what we think we're responsible for, and whether that's through our poor role models, or unhealthy relationships, or just our own lack of knowledge. Now, what are the things that we are responsible for? Well, we're responsible for the things that we can control, namely, our thinking, our emotions, and our actions. For example, when you get angry about something someone did, you are responsible for getting angry and any actions that you take. The other person is not responsible for your emotions or your actions. In other words, nobody makes you feel anything without your permission. Now, what do I mean by that? Doesn't the fact that the other person said or did something rude mean that they made you angry? No. The thoughts that you had in your head about what they said or did are what caused you to feel anger. Now, this was a hard concept for me to grasp at first, mostly because we as humans want to put the emotional responsibility on someone else. We like to find something or someone to blame for how we feel or what we do. But if we want to be truly in charge of our lives, we need to understand that we are 100% responsible for our emotions and our actions, and we don't blame anyone else for how we feel or what we do. And if we don't take 100% responsibility for our emotions and actions, then we give up our power and we become victims. And then we're at the whim of any external thing that happens to us. And that doesn't sound like a good time to me. So let's take a look at the other side. When we try to take responsibility for things that we don't have control over, then we can cause a lot of stress in our lives. For example, when we try to take responsibility for someone else's emotions, when we make it our job to be in charge of how they feel, we can end up trying to manipulate others, or we can create a situation of codependency. And in the long run, we are actually causing that person harm, because if they are not taking responsibility for their emotions, we are in a sense making them much weaker. For people pleasers like me, this is an easy trap to fall into. We often do this as a way to try and control the things around us. In my case, my childhood was full of emotional instability from my father, so I would take responsibility for making others feel better so I could feel safe. Unfortunately, this became a pattern of how I dealt with pretty much everyone. And if someone got upset with me, I would try so hard to manipulate things so that the negative emotions would go away. The thing is, everyone is entitled to their emotions. And it's not my responsibility to try and manipulate them so I feel better about things. Once I began to realize that what others thought and felt about me was their own responsibility and not mine, it was much easier for me to focus on my own responsibilities. Because people are going to think and feel and do what they want, and there's nothing that you can do to control that. They may feel angry towards you. They may think mean things about you. They may say mean things to you. And that's totally their right. But it's also their responsibility. Just as it's totally your right to think or feel whatever you want about somebody else. Think about it this way. How would you feel if somebody was trying to control how you thought or felt? I don't think you'd like it very much. So the next time you find yourself blaming someone for making you feel something, or someone else is blaming you for how they feel, just remember, you are 100% responsible for your thinking, emotions, and actions. You are not responsible for anyone else's. And with great responsibility comes great power. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them.
and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the coffee house at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.